Hey everyone, I hope the new year's gone as well as possible. Alright, today's topic will be 3 points that will improve a salesperson's communication with their sales manager. The most crucial element that influences career longevity in any organization is an employee's relationship with management. This could mean your superior or even the head honcho. Research has shown that there is a direct correlation between the tenure of a salesperson and the degree of communication they have with management. Simply put, if job stability were the primary focus for your career, the capacity in which you interact with your boss would be most important. In reverse, we often see that employees who have strained relations and are unable to communicate effectively with management quickly become dissatisfied with the work environment. In these situations, the only inevitable outcome is the salesperson's resigning or being asked to leave. It is especially unfortunate when the salesperson shows potential yet is unable to deliver on it due to an inability to coexist with management. Sales professionals are easily replaceable, so there is often only one winner when this occurs. If you are worried that this could happen to you, understanding these 3 points should improve your communication with management. Point 1. Don't be the boy who cries wolf. Ineffective communication escalates when we start bending truths to management. It could be about our sales forecasting, progress with prospects, or even the number of cold calls we make each day. There are multiple reasons why we might withhold honesty, but realize that it is difficult for a sales manager to help if they are unable to identify our shortcomings. Additionally, the problem when we consistently exaggerate truths is that it shows up in our sales performance anyways. Salespeople whose performance do not reflect in the communication given to their managers run the risk of being labeled unreliable, which is a career killer. Whereas all successful salespeople have had mentors to guide them onto the path of success, and this commonly occurs when honesty is the only policy between the two. It is one thing to speak things into existence. It is another to speak of dreams and fairy tales. Point 2. Consult with solutions. Having held positions on both sides of that fence, I understand the merits when giving and receiving the simplest statements like, the prospects are not ready to buy. From a salesperson's standpoint, we have tried our best to persuade the prospects to move forward on purchasing, but they were not ready to budge. In some situations, we get defensive and think, what more do you want me to do? This ironically is what managers would like to know. Managers want to help you close the deal, but they need every information that you have gathered about and planned for the prospect to do so. Give them confidence that you know the circumstances of when the prospects will purchase and that you have systems in place to ensure that you will be the first to know and act upon it. The top salespeople always have solutions readily available to obstacles they encounter, even if it might not be the most effective ideas at time. When presenting obstacles and your proposed solutions, it showcases your ability and indicates to management that you are on the right track and can be trusted. Lastly, welcome constructive criticism. Millennials can't take criticism. If you're offended by what I just said, you might just be a millennial. I'm kidding, but there is a good point to be made from this. Communication styles differ with each generation, and in most cases, management and sales employees are of different ages. There are times when people of different generations barely understand each other during casual conversation, let alone when a message is meant to be constructive criticism. Communication is a two-way street, and if either party refuses to participate, then like a flower, it withers. Assume good intent because that's all you can do. There should be no managers that want you to fail because your failure reflects on them too. There is already so much noise in being a salesperson, and if you are taking feedback as condemnation instead of acting upon it to grow, the only person that gets lost in the shuffle is you. Alright, thanks for listening today. I'll catch up with you next time.